Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from veto to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 21st. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I am here today on my own to talk to you about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. It was day 14 in the house, 2 weeks in, and we had some strategy discussions, some plans for next week. Still nothing on the vote, which has been locked in basically since the nominations happened. But lots of plans for next week. As the immediate future is locked in stone, people start to expand their strategizing further and further out into the future, especially because the locked in nature of the current week is making them feel even more comfortable and feeling like that's going to stay the same, which is not always going to be the case for them. I am here one last time, I hope, at my kitchen counter. as I was not able to complete my desk building last night. So this guy is still going to be meowing at my feet, asking me to pick him up, and then after 30 seconds being like, okay, I'm good. All right. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about what happened yesterday. We started the day with some Hannah and Derek X. They are going to talk some game, run through some stuff. Now, Derek is not going to be giving Hannah a lot of information here. She's a little bit behind. In terms of where she's at, or at least in terms of what she's going to be telling Derek. They do like each other. Obviously, they've been talking some game. They have a connection. They're on the same team. Derek has mentioned wanting to bring Hannah in to alliances. And, you know, Hannah obviously has talked about wanting to protect Derek X, but they haven't really solidified what they're doing together, and like that they're like super tight. So so that's something that you know, is preventing them from really divulging all of their information, right? So so Hannah says that she feels like a lot of people will be going after Brittany next week. That's kind of the line that is supposed to be said, that the reality is that everybody is going after Brent, but the sort of facade is that everybody is going after somebody like Brittany next week. And I think that's in part because Brent wants to go after Brittany, and also in part because it's very easy to say that you'll go after Brittany, or that people will go after Brittany, because she has no power in the game right now. So that's a lot of that conversation. But you know, they are still talking. You know, people are still clipping cute moments of them, still hoping that something will happen here. But as of right now, it's still just, sort of, you know, it started with sort of like a surface level social connection. Now it's sort of evolved to a surface level strategic connection, and we will see if the strategy talk gets any deeper as we go along. But She did also mention, and I appreciated this, Hannah, I think, has some good reads overall. And she was one of the first people to really say out loud that she thought Frenchie was hypocritical with his nominations and all that. She's also going to point out that she really hates Frenchie's hero complex, which is something that we've been talking about all week. And so I appreciated that from Hannah. Big D is going to talk with Azza. They talk about wanting to get Brent and Whitney out, that they are threats to their game. I don't know how interested Big D actually is in taking out Brent or Whitney. However, he is definitely willing to go along with it with Azza, who he knows really wants to. He knows that basically the entire house wants to, and he's gonna say a little bit later that he feels like he can't protect Brent. He's got to let this happen. And I kind of feel like that might be where he actually stands here. We know that he has some other targets in mind, Derek X, even Whitney at one point. I don't know if that's still the case, but at the very least, he is going to allow and not get in the way of a Brent target, essentially, because that is, he doesn't really have the power to stop it at this point. And in addition to that, he has definitely jumped more on the Kylan train, and Kylan wants Brent out, or, you know, at least something along those lines. So I think he is going along with that as well. So he talks to Azza about that, and he says that, okay, but after Brent and Whitney, because that's what he's really, interested in, he does mention, Christian, Alyssa, even Claire, and bringing those people up again. He's not going to bring Derek X up to Azza after a couple of nights ago when Azza sort of was like, hey, what are you doing? Derek X is cool. But he does bring up Christian, Alyssa, or Claire as potential targets, for them. Azza, for her part, says, okay, those three are great. What about also Sarah Beth as an option? She is somewhat interested in thinking about the Sarah Beth option for target, which is a little bit interesting. Again, she's tightly aligned with Tiffany, and I guess decently aligned with Tiffany, but does not see the Sarah Beth connection. Maybe does see the Sarah Beth connection. That's why would she would want her gone. But really, for Azza, she is very focused on the cookout, and anybody that's not in the cookout needs to go. So Big D agrees Sarah Beth could go, and they talk about getting the members of the cookout to jury. And this is when Big D realizes that, or at least we realize that Big D has a misconception of how large the jury is. He says that the jury is seven people. She says, no, it's nine. It's nine people. So go, oh, okay. One of my theories about Big D is that, because we heard a story from, I think, Janelle, that Big D was a big fan of hers back in the day when she was on, and that she met him when he was a kid. And so people are like, oh, he's a big fan of the show. My theory, though, is that I think Big D might have been a fan of the show when he was a kid. Maybe he dropped off a bit, hasn't really watched in a while, hasn't really been as into it, and now is here to play. That would explain why he is still under the assumption that it's a seven-person jury. It hasn't really been that way in a while, but it certainly was back in Janelle's time, and amongst other things. Derek X and Kylan are going to be joking around about Xavier being a lawyer. We talked about this last night on the roundtable, but basically, Big D came up with a theory a little while ago that Xavier was a lawyer just based on his mannerisms and the way that he speaks. And ever since then, it's kind of become a running joke that, and Xavier's a lawyer. And because of that, the joking is going to happen. So if you saw this happening, it's not that Derek X and Kylan know for sure that Xavier is a lawyer, but it's kind of like again, kind of a running joke at this point. I'm sure there is some genuine suspicion here because you don't tend to joke around too much about something unless you at least a little bit feel it. It's funny. It's funny, and Xavier is definitely sweating a little bit, I think, because of this. So Brent and Alyssa are going to talk. Brent just wants to let Alyssa know that he's not pursuing her inside the house, but if they were outside the house, he would be pursuing her, and that outside the house, he's sure that she would like him, and you know, he would like her. So just putting it out there. I don't think Alyssa was super pleased with this conversation. Hannah is going to talk with Azza. They're also going to talk about how Brent needs to go, and how, you know, how much he is a threat. Azza thinks that he needs to go next week. Hannah is a little bit more hesitant about it being that soon, mostly because he's a number on her team, and the more people on her team means that makes for it to be more likely that she is going to be safe next week. If Brent wins, she cannot go home. So letting Brent go or actively trying to get people to target Brent is not necessarily in her best interest in the short term. But Azza says, well, it's a little bit like Frenchie and how I've kind of had to let him go because he was a threat overall and just needed to go. And Hannah kind of sees that. Hannah does say that the six of them, meaning the cookout, can control the house once Brent is gone. He is too much of a threat. And this is where, you know, Hannah has good reads, but Brent is not a threat in this game at all anymore. There's literally nobody on his side. But she doesn't quite see that yet. Again, she's just a little bit behind. She also mentions that, Brittany is somebody who is being targeted, or it seems like is being targeted. Azza is going to vouch for Brittany and say that she hasn't ever heard Brittany say Hannah's name. So Brittany is not somebody that Hannah should worry about. So that's worth noting right now, because there's going to be a conversation a little bit later where Hannah's lack of concern about Brittany is going to come into play a little bit. So we're then going to talk, we're going to see Christian and Alyssa talk a little bit. He is going to fill Alyssa in on his conversation with Tiffany the night before and how they came up with this idea that they should make a Final Four alliance with himself, Alyssa, Tiffany, and Claire. Alyssa likes this idea. She would love to talk to Tiffany and Claire about it. She says that nobody would expect her and him to be working with Tiffany and Claire, especially her with Tiffany and him with Claire. Those relationships just aren't very prominent in the house. And so it would be very under the radar that nobody would really see coming. It is a good thing for them to be working with Tiffany and Claire, obviously. But also dangerous, and they need to make sure that they have other options. This a little bit reminds me of, you can yell at me if you want, if you don't like this comparison, but it reminds me a little bit of Derek and Cody making I believe it was the Rationale with Hayden and Nicole in season 16, where they're like, Alyssa and Christian are a dangerous duo in this house, and Tiffany and Claire, I think, are of the mind of let's keep them close. Not necessarily super loyal. So we'll see where that goes for either one of them if this actually comes through. She talks about that. And she also mentions that she's kind of annoyed with Brent. He seems to be taking her niceness as flirting. She's trying to keep him comfortable, keep him feeling like she's still with him and that this slaughterhouse still exists. But she feels like, you know, he seems to be taking that as flirting. And I think that that's sort of what we just saw in that previous conversation with her and Brent. And so she's kind of annoyed about that. And Christian's just like, we just got to keep it up until we can get rid of the guy. There you go. Big D is going to talk with Whitney, and this is sort of what I was alluding to earlier with Big D. He tells Whitney that the girls want Brent's head on a platter, and he doesn't think that they can protect him. So again, I don't know if these are Big D's true thoughts or if this is just what he's saying to Whitney. I'm not sure why he's even talking to Whitney, considering that he seems to have wanted to target her for quite a while. He is. And she is going to basically drop Brent immediately. People are after Brent? Well, screw him. Mostly because I think that she's genuinely been annoyed with Brent. She's talking about I can't stand the guy sometimes. He's just always telling the same stories, saying the same things. Like, he's got these I'm all about trust and integrity. And he keeps talking about how a woman needs to go, a female needs to go. And I'm not going to do that. Whitney says that she would love to throw the HOH. If the women are trying to get Brent out, she wants to throw this HOH and let them, essentially. If she has that option, that's what she wants to do. And if it's up against a guy, then she'll try to win. But if she can throw it to a woman, she's down. We are then going to get to Alyssa and Sarah Beth. Alyssa, for her part, is going to talk about how she does not want Whitney to go. Yes, they're targeting Brent, and they may end up putting Brent and Whitney on the block, but Alyssa would really prefer to not have Whitney go home. And that's because she has a relationship with Whitney. And also, what she says to Sarah Beth is that, hey, Whitney likes the women and wants the women to go to the end. She's talked about how cool it would be to have an all-woman final two. And so Whitney's not really somebody that she thinks they should be targeting, at least with regards to, you know, Whitney and Brent. It really should be Brent over Whitney. Sarah Beth didn't really know that about Whitney and is going to be like, yeah, sure, that's fine. And on top of that, the reason why Alyssa would really prefer that Brent go before Whitney is that Brent is weird about Christian. And she tells Sarah Beth about this. She's like, yeah, Brent keeps trying to keep me away from Christian. He keeps telling me that Christian is the reason that I was on the block in the first week. She's like, you can't trust Christian. And it's just I think it's becoming clear that when Brent talks about this weird competitive thing with Christian, it's at the very least not one-sided on Christian's end. Brent is very much like I would never compete. This whole competitive thing over a woman, excuse me. But then secretly he's trying to compete. What are you talking? I would never compete. I mean, if the female happened to choose me over that beautiful man, then I mean, I can't stop her, but I would never try and compete for her affection. That would never be me. He's got more in common with Frenchie than he maybe thinks. Let's see here. Brent is going to talk with Whitney and Christian. And Brent is going to, again, right in front of Whitney, talk about how they need to go after all of the women. He says that, Frenchie's kisses. We need to go after Frenchie's kisses. Even if it was a lie, we need to go after Frenchie's kisses because those females are a problem. He thinks that, and they talk about the slaughterhouse and how it's kind of like breaking up. And how it's starting to not seem like a thing anymore. And Brent says, no, we got this. We got this. The slaughterhouse will be fine. We just need to get rid of Frenchie. He was the problem. And don't worry, I've still got Derek X and Hannah. So that's fine. You have to remember that we now see the game in reality, right? Last week, we were in a weird spot because Frenchie was the HOH and had the most amount of power and influence. And he saw the game in a way that was so divergent from reality. Now we're looking at the house, and most people understand the reality of the house, but it's easy to forget that there are some people in the house that see it completely differently, and Brent is one of those people. Brent sees the house as the slaughterhouse still, but this Frenchie guy was just out of control. We need to get rid of him. Once they get rid of him, they'll be fine. And in the meantime, he has Alyssa that he's working on, but not competing for. He has Derek X and Hannah on his team in his pocket as backup. And he's got Whitney. And he is basically running the show. He has no idea that he is completely on the outs right now, especially with Derek X and Hannah. And even just the way that he still talks to Derek X later in the night, you know, he is basically like, hey, Derek X, I want you to know, I'm gonna fill you in on the happenings of the house. We're going after the women next week. That's where to see you should be safe. Don't worry about that, Derek X. You know, if we win, we'll probably target, Brittany or Azza. We just got to get those females out. And, it's going to be 2 weeks in a row of females to even out the numbers. And Derek says, oh, wow. Thank you so much for telling me about what's happening in the house. Yeah. Don't worry about it. We'll keep Kylan safe next week as well. Cause, you know, that's who we are. We stick to our word. We promised him. So we would never do that. Right, Derek X? That's what we do. That's Brent's game. Brent, by the way, is also going to talk about targeting again Brittany and Azza, in particular Azza, because he recently had a conversation with Azza, and he's going to tell this to Alyssa and Sarah Beth as well, where he basically says that he had a conversation with Azza where he talked about floating in the game, and this is actually very funny. Especially if you've listened to my podcast that I did about the history of floating. They were apparently talking about floating, Brent and Azza, and Azza got annoyed with him because she said that he was using the word wrong. That what he was talking about was not floating, but coasting. Because floating is actually a very legitimate and good strategy in the game. And he was like, what are you talking about? Why would anyone want to win that way? And he's like, she got so defensive, and that's because that's her gameplay. But because apparently I used the wrong word. I was supposed to say coasting, because floating apparently just means that you're like trying to be good with everyone in the house, and like not do it. So like, okay, so that's your game, right? That's why you got so defensive. And so he was really upset. He was really annoyed about that conversation. And Azza is now, you know, near the top of his target list. He's going to tell that to Alyssa and Sarah Beth. I just think that's really funny because, Azza's out here fighting the good fight for the floaters. And Brent is taking it the wrong way. Brent does have this conversation with Alyssa and Sarah Beth, and Alyssa in particular is really trying to help sort of broker a deal between the two teams. Now, I think that what's happening here is that Alyssa has been trying to work on Brent individually to make sure that she and ideally Christian are good with him still, and that the slaughterhouse is still a thing. As she talked about with Christian, she feels uncomfortable with, Brent seeming to take that as flirting or anything like that. And so I think what she's doing here is kind of an alternative route to that destination. She's approaching it less as an individual and more as, hey, here's Sarah Beth. We're a team. Let's work with your team. Collectively, groups of people. That's what she's going to propose to Brent, that the Kings and the Aces work together. Hey, we're the only two teams left with four players. If all four players of each team stick together, then boom, that's eight people in a house of 14. That's a great number to have. Our two teams should stick together next week. We shouldn't go after each other. What do you think, Brent? Brent is down, and everything's great. However, after this conversation, because Sarah Beth again was involved in this deal, Sarah Beth is going to talk to the cameras and feel like, now I don't feel quite as comfortable going after Brent, because I just essentially just made a deal with him. And I don't want to have to break my word this early in the game. So she's thinking, maybe I want to throw this HOH after all and let somebody else do it, which is becoming a running theme at this point. If Hannah needs to throw the HOH so Brent is vulnerable, and Derek X needs to throw the HOH so Brent is vulnerable, and Alyssa and Christian want to throw the HOH so that they don't have to be the ones to take the shot at Brent, and Xavier wants to throw the HOH because he doesn't want to win anything this early in the game, and Sarah Beth now wants to throw the HOH because she doesn't want to have to break a deal that she made with Brent, then who's left to win the HOH? Claire and Tiffany, maybe? Maybe. So we'll see where this goes. But that's what Sarah Beth is thinking. And she's thinking like, okay, I don't know if I want to win this thing. I don't want to have to break that deal. And I feel pretty comfortable with where Kylan and I are sitting in this game. So maybe Kylan and I should be throwing the next few competitions and just lying low for a little while. I don't love this from Sarah Beth. I would really love for her to win this HOH. I think this next HOH would be a really good HOH for somebody like Sarah Beth to win. Now, it would be two competitions in a decent succession here. And that may not be the best move in the world for her, but I do want her to continue to build out what she's doing and her position in the game, because she's still, I think, a little bit behind some of the bigger players right now. I know that she is more prone to wanting to play a more under the radar game, and I do see that, but she has found a lot of success when she does go out and try to get herself involved in some things. So I wouldn't mind seeing that. But I also don't hate what she's doing either, because again, her and Kylan have won a couple of competitions now collectively, and they can afford to sit back for a little while, especially with how messy some of the other gameplay is and how hardcore some of the other gameplay is. So we'll see where this goes, but she is considering, throwing and lying low for a little while, and we'll see where that ends up going. So, Hannah is going to talk to Tiffany. We're starting to get into the night here, as the day progresses. Hannah and Tiffany discuss going after Brent. Tiffany says that she is very impressed with Hannah. She feels like she's her little sister, and she wants to go far with her. Hannah says she sees three people that need to go before the jury starts. And this is what all the topic of conversation is. It's all about who are we getting out before jury starts? And so for Hannah, she's thinking Brent, Whitney, and Brittany. Those seem to be the three people on everyone's lips. And those three people, not bad. She says, once they hit jury, though, Alyssa probably needs to go. She's a really strong player. This is a little bit surprising coming from Hannah, because Alyssa actually has felt good about Hannah, and Hannah has actually seemingly felt good about Alyssa, at least up until this point. I'm not entirely sure where the flip happened with Hannah, but it I think perhaps happened in this conversation. She's going to allude to that at least a little bit. And Tiffany says, look, I see it. A lot of the men like her, and she's also connected to Whitney. And Hannah's like, yeah, thinking about it, like, is she more of a threat than Brittany? Because, you know, Brittany's on an island. She's got nobody, but Alyssa has a lot of people. The longer you leave Alyssa and Whitney in the house, like, the stronger those relationships are going to get. And, you know, again, thinking about it, Alyssa's kind of the bridge between Brent and Whitney and the rest of the house. If Alyssa is not here, then they are truly isolated over there. And then Christian has no choice but to come to us unless he wants to try and work with Brent and Whitney. But I don't think he would. So as they start talking about this, they keep going and further, and they keep coming more and more to the conclusion that Alyssa is very dangerous, that she is very connected in the game, and that maybe even before Brent and Whitney, they should think about targeting Alyssa. some of the other things that they've talked about, they, you know, Hannah says she would like to work with Christian, but she doesn't know how he feels about Brent. And he's obviously got hard eyes for Alyssa. She also mentions that she thinks that Derek would put Sarah Beth up as a pawn if he won. Again, not quite seeing some of these connections within this bigger group right now, but, you know, it's understandable. So Claire is going to join them in this conversation, and Tiffany asks her how she feels about Alyssa. And Claire agrees essentially that it would not be smart to go far with her. She says that the Christian, Alyssa, and Xavier trio is very powerful, and to leave them all in until jury might be a mistake. So they talk through scenarios of, okay, let's assume we want to take a shot at Alyssa. How would we go about doing it? And they think about, like, okay, what are the combinations of people we could put up on the block to potentially send Alyssa home? And they come to the conclusion, they end up realizing there is no combination of people that would send Alyssa home. They can't think of a single set of nominations that would for sure send Alyssa home. And they're like, okay, now we're really concerned about Alyssa. Like, what is going on here? How come we can't seem to find a way to take her out? And so they really need to consider this. Claire does say, though, that, look, the only thing about this whole idea is that I know that Brent and Whitney have been saying my name. And Alyssa hasn't been. She's not coming for me. So for my game, it does make more sense to go after Brent and Whitney first, and not Alyssa. So they sort of wrap up that conversation. They're not necessarily going to go through with any of these Alyssa plans, but that's something that they need to consider, that Alyssa is dangerous in this game, and they need to keep an eye on that. So this is a big, not great, big in big letters, not great for Alyssa, as her game is pretty much clocked here. Again, not in any immediate danger necessarily, but definitely something that they are going to be watching out for. Derek, in the meantime, Derek, Kyland, and Alyssa are having a conversation. They are talking about, Derek throwing the HOH essentially. And, you know, Kyland again, just still trying to help mediate the situation where, hey, Derek X needs to feel comfortable throwing the HOH to the Kings so that the Kings can take a shot at Brent. Alyssa is promising that, that she will not, her and her team will not target Derek X in any way if they win, that he can feel very comfortable throwing the HOH to them. And he agrees that he will do that. And you know, that's a wrap. They've got that covered. So it's all settled now. Derek X will be throwing to the Kings if he has the ability to, and they will be taking a shot at Brent. So Alyssa goes after this conversation to Tiffany and Claire to fill them in on the conversation, let them know what they discussed, that Derek X is down to throw the HOH to them, and they will take the shot at Brent. And Tiffany's like, so you guys are good to do this, and you know, you're going to take that shot. She's like, absolutely. Like, we don't want to have to if we don't have to, but if we do have to, we will have to. She says yes. And she says, another good thing is that I was talking to Brent and he was, saying that he feels like Whitney is not a target next week. So they should have Derek X play in the wildcard competition. That would be really good for us. If we can get Derek X to play in the wildcard competition and block Whitney from playing, then that will be an extra layer of them not being safe. And so that's going to be great for them as well. So after Alyssa leaves, Cliffany looks to Claire and she's like, we can't put her up next. That would be absurd. And Claire agrees. She says she's working for us. We're not going to put her up. She says, though, that she is a lot smarter than Christian as a player. And we do need to keep her for now. She's giving us information, but we do need to pay attention to her as time goes. Right. Goes on. And so they discuss that a little further. It's definitely got to be Brent and Whitney on the block next week. And they definitely have to do that. But after Brent goes, do they need to take the shot at Whitney? If they don't, do they take the shot at Alyssa? Do they take a shot at Christian? They're not sure. They need to think about it and sort of just like think about it, talk later, figure out what they want to do. Claire leaves the room for a second and Tiffany says to the camera, is like, Dan Giesling, I need your strategy and gameplay. Give me the answers. I loved that from Tiffany. It's funny because I did sort of compare Tiffany's current position in the game to much more, not that it's the same game, but much more akin to what Dan did in season 10 than the more recent meta of the Derek game. And I had forgotten at that time that she is such a big fan of Dan. I think you were always influenced by what came before and what you really admire. And I wonder if that, like, Dan Gheesling influence is in Tiffany's blood a little bit. When it comes to like what she's doing. Although again, obviously, she is, playing her own game. It's not really all that similar to Dan, but the DNA, I think, is more, if you trace back, cause all gameplay, you can be traced back, especially when you're a fan of the game. But, I think the DNA of Tiffany's game is much more of that Dan Gheesling, style. And I think that's, very interesting. So, we're also going to learn here in the night that, Big D has a new crush. New crush. So Frenchie is on his way out the door and Frenchie's no longer in power. So who is Big D crushing on now? Well, it happens to be the guy in power right now, Kylan. Big crush on Kylan. Here we go. Kylan has picked up the Big D, and he's got the Big D here. And here it is. Big crush on Kylan. We'll see where that ends up going. Now I believe we have reason to believe that, based on Kylan's tweets that he is, pansexual, but Derek F Big D, does seem to believe that he is, fully straight. Not that really matters, cause I don't think this would go anywhere anyway. That's Big D. In Big D's mind, he is crushing on a straight guy hard, and that he'd be in trouble if he wasn't straight. So Brittany and Tiffany are going to talk as well. Brittany wants to talk through who should go next, and what her plans are. And Tiffany is really, one thing that Tiffany said to Claire prior to this conversation when they were talking about what they should do was, I think we've talked enough game. I think we need to take just a little bit of a step back and make sure that we're listening, and not giving away too much, right? And I love that from Tiffany, especially given what all that she's done this week. Something else that I wanted to point out about Claire is that I criticized her a little bit last night with regard to how much she gives in conversations. She's not a big giver all the time. She doesn't share a lot all the time. But one thing that she's very good at is listening. And something in particular that I really like about Claire is that in the conversation between herself, Tiffany, and Hannah that happened earlier, Hannah was talking, right? She was saying, the thing about my team is, and in the middle of her saying that, Tiffany kind of interrupted with, and this happens. People interrupt all the time in conversations. It just happens. Tiffany interrupted with her own sort of quip. And then the conversation was about to continue, without Hannah really finishing what she was going to say. Claire made a point of being like, "Oh, Hannah, what were you about to say?" And then Hannah finished what she was going to say. And it wasn't particularly valuable information, but something that I notice a lot in Big Brother is that, again, these very natural sort of conversational quirks that happen between people where they interrupt each other. People don't always finish their thoughts. They don't always get out all of the things that they want to say out. It matters a lot more in Big Brother because there can be valuable information that you can either straight up get from that person or at least glean from that person if you let them finish what they were saying, but you're too focused on what you were saying or what you were trying to say that you don't end up hearing all of it. To see Claire like actively be like, "You seemed like you were about to give us information. What was it you were about to say? It seems like such a simple thing, but it was honestly very refreshing to see a player do this because it's very rare that I see a player do this. It happens so often that I see people cut other people off in conversation when they're about to give them valuable information. And then sometimes they never end up getting that information and it could have been very useful to them. So I did appreciate that a lot from Claire. And Tiffany, in this conversation with Brittany, does exactly what she said she was going to do. She is very, very sort of, she pulls the information out from Brittany. She lets Brittany talk. She asks Brittany questions and lets the questions that she's asking subtly lead Brittany in the direction that she wants to go without actually having to give a lot of information. Love what she's doing here with Brittany. Brittany tells her that she wants to put up Brent and Hannah on the block if she wins the HOH. Why Hannah? Well, Tiffany's going to ask that question. Well, Hannah's knows the game so well. And she's just so dangerous in this game. Brittany has had an issue with Hannah since like literally night one. I've been talking about it since night one. I don't know. She's still just obsessed here with Hannah and wanting to put Hannah on the block and potentially wanting to send Hannah home. It seems like she knows that she should have bigger priorities, but she just let me at least put her on the block. Tiffany asks like, okay, well, I mean, why Hannah? Is she coming after you? And Brittany's like, well, no, I don't think so. Okay. All right. So they run through, it's again, like, trying to subtly ask her questions that lead her in a certain direction. They go through some other players. They talk about Derek X. Brittany does not feel good about Derek X either. She feels like if Derek X was with them, then he would have used the veto on her. And he didn't. So that means he's like, he just wants to be with Kylan. She says that she would love for one of Kylan, Derek X, or Christian to go before jury to maintain a good numbers advantage over the men. This whole gender thing is spreading, folks. Brent keeps talking about the females constantly, and it's really starting to actually spread around here. Brittany's now talking about maintaining a numbers advantage over the men. Granted, she was in an all-women's alliance prior to the Brent stuff, but I don't think they cared that much about the general numbers prior to what Brent was saying. And in just a little bit, we're going to hear even Xavier and Kylan talking about, yeah, maybe we should take out some women. Maybe Brent is dangerous in this game. She would like for one of them to leave prior to the jury starting. And Tiffany in general is going to try and make sure that Brittany is led toward the right direction, at least for Tiffany's game here. But that's what is in Brittany's mind right now. Christian and Alyssa are going to talk late into the night here. And she lets him know that Derek is down to throw the HOH so that they can take out Brent. And he's like, awesome, let's go. That's great. Still want this guy out, though. Still want to take Derek out. And she's like, yeah, sure, but not yet. Not yet. It's like, yeah, not yet. But yeah, he's got to go. Christian, as I mentioned yesterday, has been talking about talked to Tiffany about taking Derek out prior to the jury starting, that he finds him a little bit threatening in terms of, I guess, well, here's the thing. So what Christian actually said was, just to walk you through how he said this to Tiffany the night before, he said, Big D is saying that with Derek X in the game, nobody's going to win a competition. And Christian replied to that to Tiffany by saying, I don't think Derek X is that big of a threat in competitions. Like, if somebody told me you have to fight for your life in a competition against Derek, I wouldn't be worried at all. I'm not concerned about him as a competition. I can beat Derek X. But then when he was talking about people that should leave before jury, he mentioned, well, if we have the shot at Derek X, we should probably take it because we don't want to, you know, he might, take it when you have the chance, because he might win vetoes and stuff and stop himself from going home in other situations. So I think the reality is that Christian is a little bit threatened by Derek Dex's competition prowess, but doesn't want to admit it probably, but he does want Derek X to go at least a little bit. So he mentions this to Alyssa. Alyssa's actually going to stick up for Derek in this conversation, but worth noting, Christian still looking at Derek X as a target, despite Tiffany trying to walk him away from it, and even now Alyssa trying to guide him away from it. He's got his eyes set on Derek, and we'll see where that ends up going as well. As I said, Kyland and Xavier are going to have a conversation, and they talk about how they will be targeting Brent and Whitney next week. Xavier mentions that he's willing to do it if he has to. We know he's going to throw this HOH. But Xavier actually mentions that he would prefer Whitney goes before Brent. Reason being, he doesn't want to lose another guy quite yet. This is actually a little bit surprising because Whitney, if Christian has hard eyes for Alyssa, Whitney, at the very least, has like one hard eye for Xavier. Like, she likes Xavier. They cuddle a lot. They seem to have a pretty good relationship. I'm surprised to hear Xavier wanting to send her out. Maybe he doesn't like her very much and wants her out of the way. I'm not sure. Maybe he does like her too much and he wants her out of the way. Or maybe he genuinely is worried about the women being too many women or something. But I don't love this for Xavier, especially because Xavier doesn't have a lot of like people that are his people. And I feel like if Brent left, Whitney would be an Xavier person, a person that Xavier had in the game that was separate from the cookout, separate from the Kings and Queens Alliance, separate from even Kyland. It would be somebody that he could have for himself. And so to take out Whitney and leave Brent in the game, I'm really not sure that this is the move for him, but it's what he's thinking about. Kyland agrees. He's like, sure, we could take out Whitney first. That doesn't really matter all that much to Kyland, or at least that's what he says to Xavier. I don't know if those are his true thoughts, but that's what he's thinking. So that's pretty much the day here. As we went through it, Kyland did talk to the cameras into the night here. He mentioned that Kyland has not let go of this rogue vote thing, the two votes for Alyssa. He really still wants Frenchie to tell him who those votes were, because he wants to know who is not being 100% honest with him. I wonder if he is still considering the idea that it could be Tiffany. So he is still thinking about this. This is like in a TV show where there's like, B plot going on that in the background, that's there's this thing that like, oh, everything's normal again. But once people find out about this thing, it's going to be an issue. And then like the season finale, it'll come up again. And it'll be a big issue. You know what I mean? That's what it's feeling like here, because Kyland doesn't want to let it go. So he talks about that in his talk to the cameras. He also talks about how he would like for Sarah Beth, Tiffany, Xavier, Alyssa, like one of those people to win the next HOH, take a shot at the people that they're taking a shot at, like, you know, typical stuff here. So, again, that's pretty much what we have for the day. Let me know if you have any questions, and I will do my best to answer them as we start to wrap up the day. You'll notice, again, I didn't really include much Frenchie. He gave another talk to the cameras. He's been going around talking to Big D, doing other things, but he is so beyond irrelevant in the game at this point that, I'm not going to waste too much time on Frenchie here. Yes, let me know if you have any questions. Do I think that Brent is still the main target? Yes, he is definitely still the main target, but there are a lot of people that don't want to have to be the ones to take the shot. People are so comfortable that they feel like they want to play a little bit riskier and just, throw the dice a little bit, let somebody else win. Let's see, who is Kellis's winner pick? I don't know. Kellis would probably be a big fan of Xavier, I think. I think that would be a big fan of Xavier. I think he'd also like, we'll say Xavier for now. I'll have to ask him. That's just my guess. Is there any value for anyone to keep Brent in the game as a target to get out someone more concerning? No, I don't think so, because I don't think Brent will remain a target. Again, I mentioned this last night, but the only reason Brent is a target, or at least the main reason Brent is a target, is because of the work that Tiffany has been doing to put the target on his back. There aren't a lot of people that actively feel like they need to target Brent. They're only targeting him because he's the easy house out right now. If he survives and Tiffany has to focus elsewhere and not put so much pressure on it, then I could see him slipping back into the game and not being a big target anymore. How could Tiffany navigate being outed as the rogue vote, especially with Kylan? I think that it's a tough situation, especially because she actively accused other people of being the rogue votes to Kylan in a one-on-one conversation where she was supposed to be advising him. So that's going to be really tough to walk back, to say, yeah, it was me. Sorry, I didn't tell you. Because it's not just that she didn't tell him. It's that she actively lied to him in an attempt to manipulate him about, where those votes actually were. And so I don't know that she can really navigate that with Kylan. If he continues to make an issue of it, especially if he suspects her, she honestly may have to just either walk away from that relationship and kind of like look elsewhere. She's got plenty of options. She doesn't need Kylan in the game. Or take the other gamble of just fully coming clean with him, saying, "I'm so sorry. I wasn't trying to manipulate you in that conversation. If he accuses her of doing that, I was just worried. Frenchie asked me to do this, and I didn't know what to do, and so I did it. And then I was like worried that people would, what people would think of me, and so I was just like, I'm so sorry. Please, forgive me. I really don't want this to affect our relationship." Something like that. It could work. I think Kylan he's not the kind of person I think that would like actively be like, "No, you're dead to me." But I do think it would probably break his trust with her no matter what she said. He wouldn't really tell her to his face or to her face, I don't think. But it's something that he would keep in the back of his mind. But that might be all she needs. As long as he's not actively coming for her in the short term, the long term play probably doesn't involve Kylan anyway, so it might not be too much of an issue. What's the worst case scenario for next week, assuming Brent wins HOH, Claire and Sarah Beth on the block? Well, as of right now, Brent plans on putting Brittany and Azza on the block, and there's going to be a lot of house pressure to prevent Claire and whoever else Tiffany doesn't want on the block to go on the block. So Brittany would probably be in the most trouble. Worst case scenario, theoretically, yes, would be Claire ends up on the block because she is an option for Brent. But again, with all of the influence that Tiffany has in the game, there's a chance that she could prevent that from happening via her connections and current house structure. But we'll see. Is Derek X more loyal to Tiffany or Kylan? I don't think even Derek X knows the answer to that right now. I think that if pressed, I think right now he would be more loyal to Tiffany. But I think that, Kylan was somebody that he was drawn to initially before anything happened. I think he really likes Kylan and wants to work with Kylan. So I think in the long run, he might be more loyal to Kylan, depending on what Tiffany, how Tiffany handles the relationship, how Kylan handles the relationship. But right now, I don't think he even really thinks about, why would he have to choose? Is Tiffany playing too hard too early? I think absolutely not. I think that she's doing a lot of great work. I think that you should be playing hard most of the time. There's a difference between playing hard and playing messy. Frenchie played messy. Tiffany has played hard, and we'll see where that goes. HOH competitions will not be endurance the next 2 weeks, correct? Because we have wildcard competitions to show. Production won't have time to show two comps on Sunday nights. That's a very good point. It's very unlikely, yes, that they would do endurance while the wildcard competitions are happening. They keep expecting endurance, but they should have thought about that point. Which is well made, R-Dub. All right. Couple more questions. Will we have a double eviction before / at the start of jury? It's definitely possible we have one around the start of jury, or we could have one a little bit later. I think based on the schedule, we are due for at least one double eviction. So, I would expect it. Yes. Around the time the jury starts, or, if we only have one, then we might get it, more toward the final nine, final eight scenario, sort of where we had the triple last season, or we could have two. One at the start of jury, one, you know, around final eight, final seven, or we could have another triple eviction, but I really hope not. I don't remember if there's, room for two or just one. Is anyone talking about getting Tiffany out? No, not even close. Should Christian go out before Alyssa, or is Alyssa more dangerous? I do think that if Alyssa left, and Tiffany was not to blame for it, I think that Tiffany could really just take Christian. It reminds me a little bit of the Brigade and Brendan. So, you know, Rachel and Brendan in season 12 were this massive wild card, big distraction in the game of season 12. And after they took out, Rachel, the Brigade was able to like pull in Brendan and use him essentially as a number, as somebody that could win competitions for them and take people out for them, and maintained and continued to be a bit of a threat, and distraction in the game. I could see something somewhat similar happening with Tiffany pulling Christian in with no Alyssa. He doesn't have enough, connections outside of that. And he really just listens to Tiffany and she could really use him a lot more effectively if Alyssa's not there to influence him over, her. So, maybe, will the cookout go far? Yes, I think so. In fact, I was, I think I said it, I might've not said it, you know, as early as last week, I was thinking, I think there's a good chance that somebody from the cookout wins the game. I would say people in the cookout are like at least 70% to win the game. Maybe like 75% to win the game. There's six of them, in a house of, you know, there was 16. I think they're probably even closer to like 70s, anywhere from 70 to 80% chance to win the game. Anyone in the cookout, I think, even if they don't stick completely together, I think that they have a very good chance to win the game. They've talked about this. If they get many of the members of the cookout to jury, which it looks like they can, then there will be potentially four to five people in a 9-person jury who are very inclined to vote for a member of the cookout in the final two. If that happens, those are great odds to begin with. In addition to that, many of them are playing very well. And there's just a lot that they have going for them. Again, Big D is probably the biggest, issue with all of that. And Big D may not be somebody that votes for somebody from the cookout, but, you know, I still think that they're in a very, very good position to win the game. One of them at least. So, there we go. That's what we have. Okay. Final question. Does Sarah Beth still trust Kylan the most, or has she gotten close to others more? She still trusts Kylan the most. She even said so to the cameras yesterday. Specifically, she trusts Kylan the most. She's going to give Kylan all of her information, all of that stuff. She's going to consult with Kylan about everything. Kylan is her number one for sure. All right. That's what I have for you guys for today. Thank you so much for joining me here. I will be back later today on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, to watch tonight's episode with you guys. If you want to watch along with me, we can have some fun there, especially if you like these solo updates. It's a very similar vibe, I think, when we watch the episode, especially during the commercials. We talked through what we saw and all of that stuff. After the episode, Rob is a podcast. Tune in. We will have a recap of the episode for you guys. Should be a lot of fun. And then, of course, tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, live feed update, Stockwatch stream tomorrow on Twitch, watching the episode tomorrow on Twitch, and then episode recap after the episode airs. So lots of coverage for you tomorrow as well. So tune in for all of that. You can also, of course, find me on Twitter at @ArmstrongTaryn. And I will see all of you next time.